Medical center, Irene computer medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical center, Dr. Lockyer. Report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, staff.
Good morning, Dr. Horowitz.
Hi, good morning, John. Great to join you.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. Probably got 24+ websites. And we give out just a few of them to get you started with understanding his work. Listen carefully. WarOnWeThePeople.net, 528radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, yesterday my wife and I attended the funeral of a friend of mine, a member of the American Legion. He was my finance officer, Mr. Jesse Barnett, only 65 years old. About a year ago, he told us that to support his sister emotionally, who was coerced into getting a clot shot by her employer, that he got the clot shot also, to give his sister emotional support. Over the next 12 months, we watched him initially develop tremors, uncontrollable tremors in his hands and arms, have personality changes, lose a lot of weight. As of 2 weeks ago, another friend who saw him in closer proximity to his death than myself, a dentist, by the way, a local dentist, said, when I saw Jesse, his lips were blue, which is a clear sign of oxygen deprivation. And then last week, I called him. He wouldn't call back, which is not unusual for him. Finally, Saturday morning, the postmaster said, well, Jesse hasn't been in all week to get his mail. He's typically in every week, every day. And so I talked to Jesse's ex-wife on the phone. She was 100 miles away. And I asked her if I should go see if he was okay. She didn't know. So I took my wife up there as we were leaving our driveway. I told my wife, I think we may find Jesse dead. And we did. He had been dead for 3 to 5 days. The funeral was yesterday. Multiply that times hundreds of thousands, and that's where we are, aren't we, Doctor?
Joe, I'm so sorry to hear that very, very sad story. And unfortunately, it's happening so often now. And it's in the millions, and it's actually targeting billions. The
right.
Objective is to reduce the population down to supposedly 500 million from 7 billion. So, John, yeah, I totally feel for you, I'm witnessing very similar things to very, very many people, and it's just, you know, it's horrible.
It is. The worst, as I refer to it, the worst crime in recorded human history. And that's unfortunately a true statement, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is. I don't think that there's any. First of all, there's never been, in my understanding, this many people on the planet and this many people being targeted by demonically possessed criminal psychopaths who have a desire to control everything. You know, so that's what we're witnessing. It is a gross depopulation using many, many different forms of weapons, starting with cognitive warfare, the abuse of the media to persuade people to do things that, if given the full measure of intelligence, they would never, ever do, such as get vaccinated with these poisons.
Absolutely. Yeah, question or comment for Dr. Horowitz? This is your chance. Give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Doctor, before I forget, any updates on getting your home rebuilt after the hurricane, sir?
Yay, John, the roof is on. Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
Yeah,
we got our first caller here, Dr. Orr. We got Jeff in Chelsea, Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Len. Now, I'd like to ask Len this question, because after COVID, the dentists all were shut down in my area, and it was for quite a while. Now, here's my question for you, Len, since you're a dentist. Is it common for dentists, particularly in blue states, to make up for their losses to do extra work on somebody's teeth or unnecessary work?
It's about 85% of the dentists out there are guilty of that. So that's unfortunately the reality. And I rudely awakened to that hypocrisy, you know, above all, do no harm. Well, gee whiz, when you're stealing people's money for no really solid reason, because there's so many ways to prevent tooth decay, gum disease, you know, liquid dentists, we can't even keep on the shelves. It's magnificent because it's prompts oral hygiene behavior. It makes your teeth feel hygienic, smooth, and clean. You know, this whole concept of prevention is being grossly neglected. The foodstuffs, and I think the issues, I think, in regard to what John's opened the show with, this concept of depopulation, in the last 48 hours, I've received very substantial information with regard to mRNA vaccines being added to foods that we would never even thought of, such as beef now, and
wow,
also pork. And you know, the manipulation of the population for profit and power is demonic, in my opinion. It's like, you know, they say, well, this is normal human behavior. I don't think so. I think that this is demonically possessed, where you don't follow ethics, morals, laws, rules that are civil. You know, you don't charge somebody for dental or medical work when they don't really need it. And unfortunately, when I went through dental school, I had a rude awakening. I went to the dean of Tufts University. You're not far from Boston. I went to Dean Stinson, and I said, Dean Stinson, and I was on the faculty at the same time. I was both a student and a faculty member in the anatomy department. I said, Dean, I don't understand. It's like a hazing process. You're putting these students through hazing. This is not education. This is indoctrination, and it's virtually distressing. It's hazing. Why are you doing this? I said, you've got, 470 humanitarians here that are wanting to do something good for people. He says, Len, that's not the case. He says, we select only about 20% humanitarian-oriented individuals. The rest of them are engineers, they're various fields of interest, and it's a broad student body. And I said, really? He says, yes. He says, so, you know, in terms of what you're talking about, approximately 85% of dentists, as well as physicians, are only interested in themselves and their money, and they're literally, unfortunately, giving a pseudo service. It's not really preventative. You look at Centers for Disease Creation, CDC. Centers for Disease Creation spends approximately 1.5% of its budget on prevention. Meanwhile, look at what they're doing to the public right now in terms of cognitive warfare. Why are we getting vaccinated with poisons? Because we're persuaded to do so by mainstream mad media. And that is literally the power in behavioral science, media persuasion. This is what television, what media is. It's a persuasive technology. It's, in fact, a hypnotronic technology, because hypnosis is, as I've mentioned on previous shows, hypnosis is relaxation coupled with a clear channel of communication. So when you sit down in front of television, you get relaxed, you drink a beer maybe, you know, you're simply tuned in, and you're being hypnotized and persuaded by the anchors, which are behaviorally controlling you and anchoring in the messages that they want to have anchored in your brain. That's now cognitive warfare. So all of medicine all of society, all of civilization is tainted by this corruption. So that's where we're
fascinating.
At.
Fascinating. Very, very fascinating, because I too am into natural herbal remedies and natural solutions for my problems, but there are certain things that you need a dentist for and you need a doctor for. But I also have good instincts, and I know when something is wrong, and dentists have to pay a lot of money for their equipment, for their loans, and for things like that, and just a simple bump in their schedule, like a 4 to 5 month cutoff because of this COVID nonsense, really did a number to the dentist in general, and that's why I asked that question, because you know, you need dentists for x-rays. I mean, I dislocated my finger. I needed x-rays to find out how bad my dislocated finger was. So we do need allopathic doctors. But Massachusetts, you can't find a homeopathic dentist, hardly. You can't find a homeopathic doctor. And before I go, why is that in blue states it's very difficult to find a homeopathic doctor and the cost is so high? For natural remedies that we should have access to for a decent price. And I'll hear your answer off air. Thanks. And have a good one, guys.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Go ahead, Doctor.
Thank you, Jeff. Yes, you've hit upon the symptom of the underlying problem that we're not simply witnessing in dentistry and medicine. It's all corrupt. The whole entire orientation neglects both spirituality and prevention in terms of healthy lifestyle choice making and basically, like you're talking about, natural medicine. So now think about this. The biggest challenge that the planet faces, that civilization's extinction now is pivoting on, is this artificial general intelligence, the super intelligence that Elon Musk was talking with Tucker Carlson this week about. This is the biggest issue, because you see, in dentistry and medicine, where you're witnessing this corruption, what makes you think that that's not going to be similarly engaging this artificial intelligence industry? And so you've got Bill Gates' Microsoft, you've got the CIA's controlled Google, you've got the World Health Organization, Global Industries, engaging now complete control over all of the technologies that we rely upon for civility.
Well said, Doctor. What's weighing heavy on your heart you'd like to talk about this morning, sir?
Well, I think it's what Elon Musk was talking about. We're witnessing the degeneration. The book of Revelation is being played out now. Basically, the apocalypse, the great apocalypse, is happening on all the different levels. And we're witnessing all of these symptoms, the symptoms of dentists overcharging, medical doctors being incompetent. All of this is part and parcel of the fundamental message that you and I have been giving out for a couple years. We have got to dictate our behavior. We've got to align our consciousness and raise our consciousness to be in integrity with God and the laws of nature, the laws of the universe. And to the extent that they're not that way, we're only witnessing the degeneration of civilization and the demise of everything that we know is good, including our friends and our family now.
All right. Doctor, the phrase, and I have to apologize, I need to review the initial interviews you and I did a couple of years ago, in the early spring of 2020. I know there's some gems in there, some pearls of wisdom, things that we were stating at the time that were a bit speculative, but based on the evidence we had at the moment, that have proven true over these past 3 years. And I'll be recovering those statements and archiving them in a manner that people can recover them, so that it's preserved for future reference. History has not been written yet, and as the old saying goes, history is written by the winners, isn't it, Doctor?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, John. And no apologies required. I appreciate your sensitivity to getting something wonderful out to the public. But frankly, I'm like you. I'm swamped. And, you know, the issues that we're being confronted with, like from all sides, I think we should mention, you should mention what you mentioned prior to the show today about the new information coming out with regard to the mRNA vaccines. I think that's important. But I think the whole contextual issue that we're now beginning, or at least I am witnessing increasingly, is the amazingly broad brushstroke of the global industrialists to decimate civilization and to actually convert it to transhumanization, to the robotics and the AI, artificial intelligence, that is now available. And and in fact, everything that Musk was concerned about and that we're now having consumers utilize, which is the CPG-4 level program, that or GPT-4 level program, that is the artificial intelligence that's the consumers can use. This is 50 years old technology. Military, as you well know, has been at least 50 years advance of what consumer technology provides. And so the capability to actually get away with the plot as written in the book of Revelation, where you have to take the mark of the beast, whether you're going to eat the mark of the beast and the biochips, or you're going to be injected with it by deception, you're going to have to do that for commercial sustenance. You're going to have to do that. The imposition of this is actually advancing. And every aspect of society, whether it's medicine, dentistry, whether it's technologies, whether it's everything, is now under the control of the demonic forces. And that, of course, that reflects what it's always been. That's why planet Earth is considered Babylon, and it's all falling apart right now. And so, again, what's the solution? The solution is faith. You've got to have a relationship with the Creator, and you have got to exercise that relationship by simply establishing it by faith, number one, and number two, actually having dialogue with the Creator or Jesus or the angels of protection that work for our bosses, our spiritual leaders. This is literally God. This is Jesus. This is what the end times message is. Salvation is dependent on that relationship, and you're exercising it. And everything else is a deception, where you don't understand, where people just forget the fact that we're superhumans. We've been dumbed down to believe that we're simply humans and that we got to be fearful of everything. The use of fear is actually degenerating our spirituality, suppressing our souls, and literally causing us to make stupid decisions, such as trusting mRNA vaccines or going to dentists that are untrustworthy. All of these things we've got to understand. We have a super intelligent capability of listening to God, listening to Jesus, listening to the angels of protection. John, I don't know about you, but I have been saved a couple times in my life, and I'm sure many people listening have likewise. There was an instinct, there was a message, there was a voice in our heads that said, don't do something, right? And that next step would have cost us our lives. We were
absolutely
yes. So that's a normal behavioral blessing. Why would we not focus that on society and celebrate that? So we have 1,000 years of world peace that's coming, that's prophesied, that is assured. There's no question about that. This demonic imposition from artificial intelligence is going to last.
Hold on, doctor. Hold on, doctor. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. At my website, you'll find a real estate section. And in that regard, we have the owner of one of those beautiful homes for sale, Linda, with us right now, who her and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, about a seven-minute drive from my place. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm hoping that Dr. Horowitz would decide to become my neighbor and live here in the neighborhood among all us barefoot hillbillies. The dogwoods are in bloom, looking out my window here at the forest, and the dogwoods are in full bloom, aren't they, my dear?
Yes. We drove around the property yesterday, and you don't realize how many dogwoods there are until this time of year. They're just beautiful, the way they snuggle under all those oak trees. It's just lovely.
That's right. That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road was featured in Better Homes and Gardens as one of their feature articles not long after it was built. It's a rare opportunity to find a beautiful home featured in Better Homes and Gardens, a home with a 30-foot ceiling in the main living room area, a home where a dozen people could live and not feel too jammed up because of the sheer size of the place, a home where you can never, ever have close by neighbors where you can actually see somebody's home or a light from that home or hear anything from another home because of its isolated location in the National Forest. Right, Linda?
That's right. It's located up on kind of a rock ridge, but yet as you come into the property, there's a really large 3-acre field, which would be wonderful for gardening or, you know, whatever you would want to do with a nice field with good soil. And then you get back down to the house, and it's like you're just in the middle of the woods. It's just beautiful.
It is. Right now, it's a high-end bed and breakfast with clientele from Europe and Asia, men and women who could vacation anywhere on the planet they chose, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. And it's possible to continue that business, and you would help a new owner continue that business and block out whatever time they wanted for themselves. That would be a possibility, wouldn't it, Linda?
Sure, of course. Yes, that's we use it quite a bit for, you know, when our family comes in and to have gatherings and things like that. Yes.
Not a speck of dust. If you're traveling here from Europe to a bed and breakfast, you expect a home in pristine condition, and that's exactly what they get, isn't it?
It is. It's a beautiful home. Yes, it's very clean, and people are just amazed at the house and that it's really located almost in the middle of nowhere. I know that's a phrase that's used quite a bit, but that's pretty much how this home is.
Well, it's not East Alaska, but, you know, decent shopping is 45 minutes to an hour drive away. But everything nearby is just like Davy Crockett went through here 200 years ago. Well, Linda, you've got videos that I'll provide for people. If people want to see it, we'll make arrangements, won't we?
Yeah, we'd love to show the place. It's really
okay.
A beautiful time of the year.
Just let me know, and we'll get in touch with Linda. Linda, I want to thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Doctor, there was a film released in 1998, Enemy of the State, with Gene Hackman and Will Smith. There was a true statement in the dialogue of that film. They talked about at Fort Meade, Maryland, which was the beginning point of the National Security Agency. Listen carefully, everybody. 20 acres of Cray mainframe computers. That was a true statement at the time. Now, Elon Musk mentioned the last couple of days about what's called server farms, which basically duplicate that. There's only a few of them on the planet, and that's where AI is really in residence, isn't it, Doctor?
That's right, John. Absolutely. And the power to control civilization through this intelligence and this technology that wields it, it has never been really seen on this planet, to my knowledge. You know, the recorded history, I don't think we've ever witnessed anything like this. And think about that, you know, just from God. Imagine that you're God for a second. Just imagine how God would feel under the circumstances. I mean, the Creator might be just laughing at this because, you know, our planet is one speck in the universe. But the fact of the matter is we the people are God's children. And so it occurs to me that we're created in God's image so that there's a certain element of sadness that the Creator has in his heart for the demise of his children. And the concept of this super intelligence, it's like the story of Babylon falling in the Bible, where the temples are built to the, you know, skyscrapers in the sky. We're going to be connecting more powerfully, controlling everything than God. Well, what happens?
Hold on, doctor. We need to continue after the break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. My guest will be my live studio audience. The chef at the Wildwood Springs Lodge will be preparing us wonderful breakfast and dinners. Details at my website. If you want to make reservations, call Betsy Murphy at 636-530-9502. You want to log home? A one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a 6,000-square-foot log mansion. The company I'm working with will build that custom log kit for you, have it delivered to your job site for your contractor to build exactly what you want. And, of course, energy cleaners. If you have issues with arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. Issues with sleep, same thing. I'm getting a fresh shipment tomorrow, sold out last week. It got all the new mattress pads in, delivered from my distributor a couple of days ago. So now's a good time to go ahead and place your order for your energy cleaner. It will be shipped out very quickly. Details at my website. You can place your order. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, listen carefully to these websites. This will get you started with all his great work. WarrenWeThePeople.net. Next one I listen to when I'm working, 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we have an extra half hour if you're available, sir, today.
Oh, thank you, John. Happy to join you.
Okay, fantastic. You got a question or comment for Dr. Horowitz? This is your chance at 512-248-8252. Would you like to continue where you left off before the break, sir?
Oh, sure, John. You know, your comment with regard to reflecting back on the computerization in the film, you know, depicted in the film, that early film. Yesterday, I had a delight of going back and reading the lyrics from West Side Story. There's the specific Officer Krumke, that specific Broadway play musical, which was outstanding. The lyrics for Leonard Bernstein's music was written by Sondheim. If you go back there and read the lyrics to that song, and it was a brilliant, brilliant song. It's exactly what took place this past week with the riots in Chicago and the degeneration of the youth, which is now going to be expanding throughout the United States. And that's part of this bigger picture of controlled chaos. You know, it's the creation of managed chaos is what the objective is in order to divert and distract us away from what you're talking about, the power of the computerization, the artificial intelligence takeover of civilization, and the transhumanization of civilization to the robotics world where it's easily controlled by these mainframes. So the lyrics are astonishing, because as you go through the lyrics, it explains exactly where we are politically with regard to the youth, the teenagers, having no sense any longer of what's righteous versus what's criminal. They don't see a future, and so they're grossly acting out. And the lyrics to the song, the Officer Krumke song, now that's 1950, I think it's 57.
Yeah, that's about right. I remember when it came out. It's ironic that you bring it up, Doctor, because I've been looking at that song as bumper music for my show.
Oh, that's a perfect. You know, I'm thinking about going into today's, you know, creating a video with those lyrics coupled with the images in the news today of the youth rioting and the degeneration and lawlessness that's taking place, that is despicable, just unbelievable that the youth have to act that way in order to feel whatever they feel. It's unbelievable.
Yep, yep. Well, I'll go ahead and it's been on my heart for a number of months to do that. But I'll go ahead and get that downloaded and get it over to Republic Broadcasting. We'll make that bumper music. One of my favorite parts of that song is, I'm not much of a singer, but listen carefully, everything free in America.
Yeah.
Right?
That's from the soundtrack, from West Side Story soundtrack. But go into the Officer Krumke song, and it's just right on the money. Every single verse, whether you're dealing with the judges in the corrupt judicial system, right, or whether you're dealing with the police, or whether you're dealing with the mentality of these criminals that are acting out. It's just astonishing. 1957.
Right. It was huge, hugely popular. It's Krupke, K-R-U-P-K-E, Officer Krupke song. Here's the lyrics. I'll pull that up here momentarily. It would make great bumper music. We got a caller here, Doctor. We had Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. Dr. Horowitz, I got a question for you, and I have been thinking about this AI for a while, and I'm curious what you think, as this thing could be the potential beast in Revelation that gives life. It said there's a beast that gives life to the beast, to the second beast, that causes everyone who would not bow down and worship the beast, the main beast, the power to kill all those who would not do that. And I was thinking, I've thought about that many a time in our modern society. People wouldn't just kill you, you know, if you wouldn't worship a particular beast. But an AI sure as heck would, with it, with impunity. And I was just wondering, it's just a thought that I've been kind of running around in my head, and I'm just kind of curious what you were what you thought of that.
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant thought, and it's very discerning of what's taking place. The capability of this super artificial intelligence, it's general super intelligence that gives this capability. And what is the most disgusting and unfortunately evidence of the demonic manipulation is the fact that the current artificial intelligence applications lie. They literally lie. A good exercise, John, would be to go on to the GPT-4 sign up, and the fee, I think, is about $20 a month to utilize the application. And, you know, I'm not saying that all technologies are bad, such as like what earlier was mentioned, that, you know, you need a good surgeon. If you have an accident and you need to have your bones brought back together properly, it's appropriate to have a skilled surgeon. But likewise, we could use technology. Right now, I'm using an iPhone for the first time to connect to your program. So technology can be useful and a blessing. However, when you create this artificial intelligence to literally lie, and a good exercise would be to go into the GPT-4 program, type in John Moore. What information do we have on John Moore? And watch what it does to try to defame you, smear you, to neglect all the wonderful things that you've done to people and society through RBN. I did that with Dr. Leonard Horowitz the other day.
Really? What happened?
What happened was exactly they took, it was specifically programmed to take what my enemies have said about me and neglect all the wonderful things and blessings that people have been putting out for me and just thanking me. All of that was neglected. The only thing that the artificial intelligence, the supreme intelligence, was willing to give me was a complete distorted description. They not only, like Wikipedia, I was one of the first heavily censored celebrities in the United States, literally. Wikipedia pulled my page down. You can go on WarOnWeThePeople.net. WarOnWeThePeople.net literally shows the Google and Wikipedia censorship of Dr. Leonard Horowitz way back 2008, beginning in 2008. Was when they started to really censor me. And so when you see what they did previously with Wikipedia, before they censored the Wikipedia page, they used it to smear me. Well, this is what the artificial intelligence, how it currently lies about my person. And it's doing that because it's programmed to do that, because it's programmed to advance the woke mentality and the degeneration of civilization. It is literally, the technology is that powerful, and it's being used in for that purpose. Now, whoever's going to be able to control this, and the Congress of the United States, if they were to do their job, they would present an antitrust suit. They would take over the Justice Department, and they would have the Attorney General of the United States literally decartelize this trust, which is engaged in advancing civilization's conversion to transhumanization and demise. They would literally take it out if they were smart. And then you could use that same artificial intelligence technology programmed properly with ethics and morals and values fundamental to civility. Then you could have something positive come out of this mess. Otherwise, it is just disgusting.
You know, Doc, I had another thought on not just the AI, but you know, you were talking about the mRNA vaccines earlier, and the United States and Europe had all of the four main horsemen of the apocalypse, so to speak, that we got all those four different doses, but China and Russia didn't get the same vaccines. China talked about theirs, and Russia, they talked very loudly about theirs. They offered it to the United States for $10 a dose, and we turned it down. But, you know, I don't think the depopulation agenda is worldwide at this point. Right now, I think they really want to just take down Europe and America. That's my thinking on it. I was just curious what you thought about that as well.
Well, thank you. I personally wouldn't go that far. I see what you're saying, and that is true. The targeting of the West, the Anglo American basically civilization or society, is certainly being most heavily targeted now, and it's obviously so. You know, you shall know them by their fruit. Look at the fruit. They're taking out America. They're taking out European nations, the whole NATO alliance. So, but on the same level, you see China has too many people. Japan actually has not enough people. That's an ally of America, is having challenges in birth rate. So now, Chinese have always been overpopulated, and they've always been doing things to control their population. And what occurs to me, your comments and questions also with regard to the vaccinations, one of the elements that I laid out, one of the 10 lab leak lie evidence for the COVID, was this shift in August, beginning the law was passed in August, the implementation in December, just as COVID was emerging from China. They had literally said to the Western pharmaceutical cartel, we're no longer following your instructions. We're going to no longer purchase your manufactured vaccines. We're going to have our own vaccines. So what you're saying is absolutely true, but it fits into the bigger picture. In essence, and I witnessed this as partially a response to my broadcast saying you've got to look at who's controlling the money. The money is being controlled for the globalization of civilization. The money is being controlled by the private equity investment banksters, and that at the top is BlackRock. And I've been saying that for several years already. And suddenly now, in the last 6 months, you have main advertising on primetime television from BlackRock saying, oh, how wonderful they are for America and how wonderful they're treating all Americans, which is just the flip opposite. BlackRock has been heavily investing in China, heavily investing in Russia. The main banksters of those countries are likewise controlled by the World Economic Forum industrialists that wield the private equity investment banksters. So this is where the money is. You track the money, you find the demons, and you get rid of them. That's what's necessary for the Department of Justice to administer. And we've got to have our legislators, especially the Republicans now that have just a little bit of power as in charge of Congress, to be able to call this cartel out for what it is and develop an antitrust policies and procedures that would eliminate this threat. Otherwise, America's going down the tubes. We're witnessing it right now, and there's no change going to happen. We've got to take control of the Justice Department. And again, fundamental to that is the integrity of we the people with God and godliness. And that is righteousness. That's the law. The laws of the universe must be reflected as the Constitution states. We must go back to the fundamental understanding that God is the all-powerful, and the capability that we have to produce miracles and blessings and build a nation and restore everything based on our fundamental faith and trust in God we trust. That is the main message. You know, it's
so
been
Doc,
said that...
When you say you wouldn't go quite that far when you led off with that, what were you referring to specifically?
I'm saying that the depopulation agenda is global. Global.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Kyle, thank you for your call. We got more callers on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You got cut off by the break, Doctor. You want to continue where you stopped?
Well, I think that...
Did you cover that sufficiently? Okay.
Yeah, it's a general depopulation is affecting China, Russia, the entire planet. But I think most heavily, I think the caller is completely accurate. There's no question that the targeting for America and its allies in NATO is very, very powerful right now.
Okay. Kyle, thank you for your call. Let's move on here to Pam in Minnesota. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Boy, you guys are hitting all my cylinders today. There was a movie back in the 60s, back when they used to have drive-in theaters. And this is where I saw this movie, and I have remembered it all these years. It was one of those Class B movies, but it was called Wild in the Streets. And the premise of the movie was that children, like 17 and below, had gotten the right to vote, and they were taking control of the country. And the horrible things that were happening that they were doing, causing the downfall of society. And this, like I say, this was back in the 60s. That was, if you could find that movie, it might be worth a watch. And mRNA in everything. I'm scared to buy anything anymore. And again, Dr. Horowitz, I heard someone say somewhere that, it's in all of the injectables, and I'm afraid to go to the dentist because of that. And there's no disclosure anymore. That really concerns me. Now, there was another thing. I don't know if either of you are aware of this, but there was an SGT report, and it's called The Smoking Gun. It's Todd Callender, which you'll like, John. It was absolutely riveting. I've listened to it several times. Not one person in the administration has a valid appointment. They're all corrupt in some way. Not signed, not notarized, which is required by law. I really recommend seeing that report. Someone called in, I don't know, earlier in the week about Bo Polny, P-O-L-N-Y. He misspelled Bo's name. I've been following Bo for a while, and he had some predictions. He does time cycles, and he overlays them with the Bible, and he does
We'll finish your comments after the break. Hold on here, okay. Pam. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.